Danielle Wilton and her team at Smudge Eats specialise in culinary travel publishing, and they keep a weather eye on Melbourne's latest food, coffee, restaurant and bar scene. Earlier today, Sue Ahern spoke with Danielle for a regular update on what's hot in Melbourne.
Hi, Danny. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much for having me.
Well, it's good to hear you again. And so what's hot in Melbourne at the moment?
There's always lots of hot things happening in Melbourne. One of the most exciting things, I think, is we've got this new cafe that just opened in Abbotsford, and it's this big old warehouse space that seats 200 people, and they've turned it into a cafe. So it has a coffee roaster, a patisserie, a bakery, a cafe, a restaurant. It's got everything all in one. So it's a beautiful stop on the weekend if you're looking for a place to catch up with some friends.
So lunch or dinner or both?
Both. It's open to anything. And breakfast. So, yeah, so located on Nicholson Street in Abbotsford. It's definitely one to head down to. It's called AU79.
So have you been there yourself?
I have, yes. I stop in for a coffee maybe twice a week.
And how are you finding it?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's... Yeah, beautiful food and beautiful decor. It's just a lovely place to sit down and chill out.
That sounds fantastic. So what else, what other places are new and what else is happening?
There's a new restaurant that's opened in Hawthorne, and it's a sister restaurant to one of my favourite restaurants in St Kilda. So its name is Pick and See. And the restaurant that it's sister to is called Babu G, which is in St Kilda. Some might know it. It's a very authentic Indian restaurant, but they've kind of changed it a little bit, and they're, you know, testing new Indian food and, just changing it up a bit, which is really exciting. So it's opened up in Auburn Road in Hawthorne. And, it's just a lovely one to go down with friends and have some really, really good Indian food.
So what's your favourite Indian dish?
Oh, I'm a bit of a plain girl, but I love a good butter chicken and some naan.
Yes, I like a butter chicken too.
Yeah, it's nice and fresh.
What sort of dishes have they got on the menu there?
So they've got all your kind of traditional cuisine, but then they're changing it up and... not sure what these things are called, but they've got these little balls on the menu that are kind of poppadoms, but then inside is a curry.
Oh, sounds wonderful.
So, yeah, it's just beautiful. And then with this minted yogurt sauce, and it's just, it bursts in your mouth. It's beautiful.
Oh, we'll have to go and try that one as well.
You'll have to. Yeah, it's in Auburn Road in Hawthorne, so definitely stop by.
And what about events? What's happening in Melbourne over the next couple of weeks?
Some very exciting events, as always, in Melbourne. We just finished up with Melbourne Food and Wine, so that was really exciting. We also had the Top 50 Best Restaurants Awards, which all finished really well. So, Melbourne had a lot of hype going on. But, now I guess we're heading into May, and we've got Good Beer Week, which is running for its seventh year this year. And so it's basically an event around beer. And they have 200 events at lots of different restaurants and cafes and bars around Melbourne. So so it's really exciting this year because Smudge has teamed up with them, and we're running our own Smudge Eats menu with some of our favourite restaurants. So the restaurants are putting on a two-course menu for the week for $40. So it's two courses, and you also get a Mountain Goat beer with it. So all for $40, which is really exciting.
Gosh, it does sound good value. So which restaurants are you teaming up with?
So we've got around 20 on the list. But off the top of my head, we've got the New Uncle that's opened up in the city, which is Vietnamese food and just beautiful. And we've got Pomodoro Sado, which is also in the city, but Italian food. And then Babu G in St Kilda, which is one of my favourite restaurants. So the event starts on the 12th of May and runs for a week. And if you head on to our website, smudgeeats.com.au, you'll be able to find all the events that are happening.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good deal for $40.
Definitely, yeah. And nice to get out of the office, I think, for some lunch.
That's right. And now that the weather's getting a bit cooler, it's probably be quite a good thing to do, to sit in a restaurant
yes,
and
exactly.
Eat.
Yeah, so you'll have to head down.
Yeah, so what other events are on?
There's also another one called Eat Street, which is the longest running foodie event in Melbourne, and it's bringing together all of Melbourne's best chefs. So we've got restaurants like Cumulus on board and Chin Chin and, yeah, just amazing restaurants in the city. And all the money that's being raised is going to Variety, the children's charity. So we've got a really cool competition going on at the moment on our website, mudeats.com.au, where you can win tickets to the event and also a night at the Sofitel Hotel, which is really exciting.
Well, that sounds good too. You must go out for lunch and dinner a lot, judging from all this food.
I do. Unfortunately, my weight is a bit over the top.
I think it's a constant problem for us all, but I think
yeah.
we all like eating out.
Too much to do, isn't there?
That's right. Now, I believe you're just about to relaunch a new version of one of your books. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so I'm actually sitting at Opera Bar right now while I speak to you. I've just flown in from Melbourne and we're launching the second edition of Flavours of Sydney. So the book is, it has around 120 venues in it from around Sydney. So the city and the northern Sydney and Cronulla and everywhere basically in Sydney. And we've just captured the best restaurants around, and it includes all of their recipes as well. So, yeah, hope tonight goes really well with the launch of it.
So who's that targeted at?
The book's targeted at foodies and also tourists and locals, I guess. People just love to flick through the book and, you know, look at places that they haven't been. And, yeah, it's quite exciting to see lots of little gems in there that they might not have heard of before.
So do you have a mini version that's quite portable you can take with you? Is this...
Yeah, we do actually. So we also have a little book that's $15 and it's called The Smudge Eats Sydney Guide. So, yeah, that one fits in your pocket. We made sure that it fits in your jeans pocket so you can take it anywhere with you. But then also all of our information and restaurants and recipes are all on our website as well.
So what's your favourite restaurant in Sydney?
Ooh, there's one by Merivale that's called Uccello, which is in the city, and it's just beautiful. It's Italian food and, yeah, really beautiful to sit in there and look over the pool at the Ivy. It's lovely.
Yes, it's a beautiful city to sit and eat, isn't it?
It is, yes. They've got a great lifestyle up here.
Well, all the best, and I hope you have a very successful night.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Have a great day.
Well, thank you for being on the program today, and we look forward to talking to you again in next month.
No worries. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thanks, Danny Wilton.
Danielle Wilton of Smudge Publishing, that's smudgepub.com.au, talking with Sue Ahern.